Off the ball. Rugby.
It feels like a summer tour, really, you know, and I think it's exciting to have a competition, and we certainly want to be, you know, at the business end of it come November, but it feels like a tour. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Hurling on Off the Ball with Apple Green, making every journey a winning one. This is News Talk.
It's all over in Croke Park in the first of the All-Ireland Hurling semi-finals, where Galway have defeated Cork by 226 to 118. The opening half was in effect a half of two halves, with Galway racing out of the blocks before Cork took control. The sides shared first half goals from Darren Neary in an outstanding Alan Walsh effort. Crucially though, Galway hit 3 points in first half injury time to put the minimum between the sides at the interval. Galway were simply jaw-dropping in the second half with the performance of the ages. They hit 8 unanswered points in a sensational 8-minute spell. Cork were shell-shocked and things got even worse for the Rebels, but Darragh Fitzgibbon was sent off in the 55th minute. Jason Rabin was outstanding for Micheál Donohue's side and a key reason why Galway are in the All-Ireland final. Conor Cooney wrapped things up in style with Galway's second goal in injury time to send Galway supporters into a full chorus of the fields of Athenry. Full-time score, Galway 226, Cork 118.
Tommy Walsh, semi-final one is done and dusted. Galway are through to the 2026 All-Ireland final. A 226 to 118 win against Cork. But that doesn't quite tell the story of what unfolded in front of us. Well, can you make sense of it?
Well, first of all, Tommy, the crisis is over. Leinster hurling is back. You know, Galway, Galway, fair play to them today. Like, the first started brightly, first couple of minutes, then went totally out of the game. Cork dominated, went up 5 or 6 points. Looked like they were going to go on and, you know, dominate the rest of the game and go on and, you know, shoot the lights out that Cork do. But Galway just came into it at 5 or 6 minutes before half time, and that was the crucial period. Give them the confidence going in at half time, and just the second half was one way traffic. Galway all the way.
We'll come back to that period before half time because that was important. But what have we just seen from Cork? We've witnessed an eerily similar second half to what they produced against Tipperary last year. Like, they were absolutely wiped in that third quarter. I think it's 10 points to 1. They whip off Alan Connolly, they make a couple of changes, but like, maybe they get a spark with 2 points in the spin, and then Darragh Fitzgibbon is sent off. Talk to me about that third quarter and what's happening to Cork there.
Yeah, well, from my notes, like, after the 24th minute, Galway outscored Cork 119 to 6 points. From the 24th minute to the 74th minute. That tells its own story. But kind of, as you said there, it only tells half the story too, because I felt Cork in the second half were going for goals. They had to tap over maybe 6 or 7 of them. Like, there was only 6 points in it for a long period, and that was with one man down. And I feel if that had been going for points, maybe it would have been a much closer game. And it's just every time you go for a goal, the defence comes out with the ball. It breathes life into the supporters. There's a huge Galway crowd here, and the Galway players I haven't really seen before. Every time they got a score, every time they won a tackle, they were out giving the hoo-haws to the crowd and engaging with the crowd all day long. And all the players, it wasn't just one or two players. And the Galway crowd were here to drive on their team, and that they did. And every time that they turned over Cork going for goal, they went back up, and it was like a score. And then they scored themselves, like a double score.
There was some crowd here from Galway, and we'll get back to that as well. But let's just linger on those goal chances, because time after time again, as you mentioned, when potentially a point looked on to reduce the gap from 6 to 5 or 7 to 6, Shane Barrett maybe a few times, maybe Brian Hayes once or twice. Robbie O'Flynn, I think, definitely at one stage before he started pulling the trigger, tried to create a goal opportunity. What's going through their heads?
Yeah, listen, they probably see the scoreline 5 or 6 points down, and there was space there at times when they were going from the goal. Like, there was a goal chance, but what was the percentage, really? And when they got the ball, it probably looked like it was on. But suddenly, like, when you have a mass defence like the Galway, the defensive system that they're setting up this year, they're going to be back within 2 or 3 seconds. And that's what was happening. We're getting back for a last minute hoop. They get back, they look, the Cork players, they look up to be a hand pass on. But by the time they went down and give the hand pass, to be summoned from Galway back to intercept it. And that's, I think, what was happening. It wasn't as if they were trying to force goal out of nothing. There was kind of half goal chances there, but I definitely think that probably played definitely to their downfall in that second half. But you can't beat Tommy the Hunger. The hunger that was shown out in Galway was absolutely off the charts. And that was on the sideline, it was up here beside us in the stands, and it was on the field. When you're an underdog, the way they were an underdog coming in, after winning the league, you know, or after winning the Leinster Championship, after doing well enough in the league, like they probably felt maybe that they were being maybe disrespected by the general public. But that always happens, you know, when you're coming up against a team like Cork. But, you know, I definitely think once they got into when they got their mojo, there was no stopping them.
I wasn't quite sure, was it just that level 7 was sold exclusively to Galway fans, but there was an incredible noise around us whenever Galway got a score. The crowd is one thing, right? Getting behind a young team and backing them. They've shown them in the league, as you mentioned. They're Leinster champions. Do you think we saw something different from Galway today that we hadn't seen in recent weeks and months?
The start against Kilkenny gave Kilkenny a large beating. They went on then, did a few, you know, iffy games, and then came back and just had an incredible Leinster final again. So this is in them. They have been putting up scores, and like they're the joint top goal scoring team in the country at the moment in the championship. They have 15 goals, so they're doing it on both sides, but hitting the back of the net and hitting the ball over the bar. But are they doing something different? Definitely this year towards last year, in the last couple of years, they're definitely bringing back everyone. They're transitioning out with hand passing out through the field. Jason Rabbit is the key. Like, Rabbit was brilliant today. Looking at him here, 3 points, that's only, I'd say, a tenth of the story. It's just he's kind of the crowd favourite. When the ball goes into him, there's a hum around the place. When the ball goes into him, he holds it up, he wins frees, he brings other players into it, brought saves out of Cork goalie Patrick Collins. So his story is much more than just scoring, but he's the outlet. Like, could you play the way they're playing if you're only a small little fast lad in there? You probably couldn't, because any ball going into him would probably be gobbled up. So Jason Rabbit is the key to all this, but so is Tom Monaghan, because you can't hit ball in, you can't be a one trick pony. When they're bringing out that ball, I feel in the second half, all their chances, a huge amount of space out around the middle. Tom Monaghan, 4 points on play. Like Darren Eary, he was brilliant. He didn't score, you know, he scored a goal, but he didn't score a whole lot in points. But Gavin Lee, 2 points. Conor Whelan, you know, back to his best, 3 points again. Aaron Ireland, you know, scored a free. So that Galway team and that second half was brilliant. But Jason Rabbit is kind of the foundation.
Rabbit's only a young fella, but he plays with a seasoned sort of aggression, and he actually drew 2 fouls. And by aggression, I mean he gets the ball, he looks at you, he sizes you up, and he takes you on. And Cahalan got booked and then hooked at half time because of it, and Sean O'Donoghue got booked just before the break as well.
Yeah, and you know, a big lad like that is worth his weight in gold, because you know, if a big lad like that goes to take you on, it's not simple. You know, in today's world, you tug the jersey, or you know, as you said there, any sort of a high tackle now, you know, it's close to a red card or a yellow card. So he's just such a danger house. And look, he's been doing it. He's been threatening for years. He's done it at minor level. He's done it there under 20 level. He's done it in the National League. So he's very, very consistent. The blood is there too. His father did it for, you know, probably a decade. So That'll give him confidence. Though I felt before the game, it's not an easy game coming into your first All-Ireland semi-final, especially when, you know, the focus of probably the country was on Jason Rabbit as their main forward. And the one thing I would say about him, though, is he's allowing the other lads to blossom. Like, Tom Onan now is suddenly in great form. Cottle Mannion is in great form. Like, if Cottle Mannion was back there spraying up balls and there was no winning ball up in the forward line, everyone would be giving out about him, that he should be up the field. But because he's back spraying it around, the lads are getting the scores up the field, then everyone is winning. And then the defence, they do find their edgy. That defence, I like him. I like him. Like, when you get a score, you earn it off those lads. And one little, you know, you're trying to teach, you know, young lads about first touch, as in first touch. When the ball comes in, one touch into the hand. You do 2 touches, then boys are on top of you. You know, Darren Morrissey is the captain, brilliant captain, Josh O'Ryan. But Parg Mannion was unbelievable today as well.
Yeah, Mannion had that. Do you remember the unbelievable hook Mannion had in the far touchline? And then his brother Kyle swung over a beauty. But I thought Darren Morrissey won a ball beneath us here. I'm not sure do you remember it in the first half.
I do.
He got fouled. Like, there was an aggression about the way they defended as well.
Yeah, I wrote that down, to be honest. In all the scores, that was one of my main ones. It was probably a 40-60 one, came down between him and the Cork players. And he just dug his heels in. He just made it happen that he was in front at the last second. Ball normally comes, it was right in the sideline in front of us. bounce out your hand out over the line, the momentum has kind of gone over it, and the little bit of a rise that it gives to the team. Oh, he caught, and I'd say he won a free after, and the whole place was, well, just set the tone for him.
I knew you'd like that one. Ronan Glennon impressed you too. At one point you turned to me and you said, the front 12 here for Galway, we're forgetting about the full back line, and Dahi Burke moved back, had all scored.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah, and Glennon at 3 points. So he finished strong, and he's another guy, like, they're all like Jurgen Klopp's there today, I feel, weren't they? They're really, you know, giving it to the crowd, and it wasn't cockiness, it wasn't trying showmanship, it was just passion and really trying to engage with them, and it was like they were all the one here today, it felt. Even after the game, you see the celebrations, which was wonderful to see as well. Like, the final isn't on for a couple of two or three weeks. If you can't celebrate a semi-final, like, where are we going? The amount of effort, the amount of time that they're putting into it. But they were up to the Hill 16, they were over to their, not so much their families, but around together, the backroom team, you know, the kit men and so on, the subs were out amongst them all. But I thought Glennon, like, that half back line, Glennon, Dahi Burke wasn't there, probably Darren Morrissey was the lad out there, so it was Ron, Glennon, Darren Morrissey and Padraig Mannion. You couldn't get past them, they were like a wall.
When N17 started blaring out and the hill is rocking and the players are down on the field and they're kind of saluting the fans, and you're saying you have to enjoy this, but you do, you have to embrace it. When this comes around, you got to take it.
100% Tommy, absolutely. If you can't celebrate, why are you doing it?
There was a man sitting beside you there today in the press box, Cyril Farrell, who would have brought them from the cold to All-Ireland titles. He's seen it all before. Galway have a tendency to be able to do this, don't they?
They do, because there'll always be good hurlers up in Galway. They love it. Like, you know, out around them suburbs and the hurling, like, Galway's unusual in that they've a football kind of side and they've a hurling side, and the hurling side, they're mad into it, like, you know, and they've such numbers there, they'll always be bringing through young players, and the more success they get then, the more young lads will want to play it. But, you know, Cyril, sure, he brought them through, you know, those glorious 80s, and so many great players came off that, and it looks like here there could be a lot more good players coming here. But definitely we have to say that was all about Galway. Cork, look, a bad day today, Tommy, but they've lit up the championship for the last 3 or 4 years, you know, and it's tough. Them lads will have to go down, they'll get probably highly criticised, and there'll be people questioning their bottle, they'll be questioning their mentality. But the only thing I'd say, you know, time is a great healer, and they'll be back, and the day that they do get eventually over the line, it will be a great day for them. And you know, Brian Hayes scored, was it 7 points he scored there today?
Hayes was awesome.
He
took that point just in the turn of the third quarter, and I think at any other minute in any other game of the championship, Brian Hayes goes for the net there, but he knew they needed a point.
He knew that he needed a pint, and probably if that went for a few more pints, you know, it might have helped him going down the straight.
The Fitzgibbon call is a big one.
Fitzgibbon called it. Look, it's all the replays and the replays. Like, it was a genuine attempt to hook. I know myself, you're trying it for years. You go in around the back of your the player trying to hook, and you go to flick it. But the angle that you're lifting, you paint your hurl like that when you're trying to hook a lad, and you just lift it like that to get the hook. When he lifted it, you know, it just, the angle that the player is at, it clipped his helmet because he did a quick little flick, the Galway player. You know, harsh.
Johnny Murphy had obviously made calls throughout, and we've seen a lot of head-high tackles in football and in hurling in recent weeks that, you know, have caught the headlines. They've been dangerous. Some of them have just been ill-timed, and lads are so big and strong nowadays that there probably is a difference between a head-high tackle that is putting a fella in danger. And I thought Johnny Murphy probably dealt with that quite well, because, you know, the supporters are kind of playing up to that at times too, and if there's any sort of a tackle, they're roaring and shouting for a red card.
Yeah, sure, he was probably guided by the... you know, the rule book probably, you know, made him having to give the yellow card, but there probably should be some sort of, you know, that it's up, the referees are refereeing a long time now, use your discretion. But you're 100% right, there was a few head high tackles that weren't head high tackles, there were lads going in to tackle, and you know, there was nothing dangerous about, and he gave out yellow cards and they were perfect. He refereed it unbelievable for all those tackles, because the crowd were baying for, you know, red cards and stuff because of what happened over the last couple of weeks. But he knew a head high tackle is the one where you shoulder lad maybe into the hand, where it's into the head, but where it's dangerous. In these instances today, there weren't, you know, there were just awkward more tackles than anything, and he gave the proper one, which was the yellow card, and he dealt with him very well, and he was under pressure from the crowd.
We'll be talking plenty more about Cork's third quarter again. I'm going to run downstairs beneath the Hogan stand to check in on the press conferences with Micheál Donoghue and Ben O'Connor. They're going to be very, very different. give us a few minutes on tomorrow, Clare and Limerick. Does a result like today, the underdog pulling off a shock in a big sense, does that help Clare's cause in any way?
Yeah, I'm sure it does, because nobody gave Galway a chance, or not much of a chance coming out here today, you know, including myself. I was saying to Stephanie Cork, I think they'll be focused, they'll be energised by their victory last against Offaly, and they'll be focused then after last year's All-Ireland final, and they were kind of to be prepared, but it just wasn't it. Look, it just wasn't their second half, you know, it just wasn't their second half. I think you're right. I think Clare will get huge encouragement out of that. You know, they've Tony Kelly, they've brilliant players, and to win an All-Ireland semi-final you have to be able to score in the modern game. You have to score, you know, 20-25 points plus, and Cork or Clare have the forwards to do that. But listen, they're coming up against one of the best teams we've ever seen, a team that's consistently brilliant, you know. But the only thing about Limerick is the time to get them is not in finals, as we know. They don't lose finals, only maybe on penalty shootouts. So the time to get them is probably tomorrow.
Tommy Walsh, we're going to be back here for the All-Ireland final. We know Galway are in it. We'll wait and see if it's going to be Clare Limerick. Thanks for your company today, and we'll talk to you soon on Off the Ball.
Thanks, Tommy.
Neil, that was quite the second half performance. The scenes at the end probably said all. An outstanding day for your side.
Yeah, look, I suppose after the Leinster final with the 4 weeks, we just had a good regroup, and just gave us the time to settle, and then we'd really productive 2 week build up into it, you know, similar to all our other games. And the lads were just really good and really honest, so it was really encouraging from our point of view. And I think after the Leinster final, you could see the confidence growing in the younger fellas, and I think they transferred that now into another good performance today.
You could probably call the opening half a half of two halves. You ever started ever so well, then they hit back. But crucially, though, those points in first half injury time to leave the minimum between the sides at half time were probably key.
Yeah, it was. And look, I suppose we had huge emphasis on getting a good start for ourselves, just to put ourselves in the game and put our own stamp on it. And look, obviously, with the height of respect for Cork, and they showed that in the second quarter, they came back into it, and as you said, the few points before half time just kept us right there, which was really important.
The second half, though, that blistering 8 minutes or so was quite incredible. Was it even beyond your wildest dreams just how good that spell went?
I know. Look, I think throughout the league and throughout the championship, as the team has evolved and as they've gotten more comfortable with what we want to do, you know, we've had some really good second half performances, and you know, we knew that if we were in the position we were in going into the second half, that we were well capable of pushing on again, and thankfully we did.
We're all looking to know what you said to them at half time,
Neil. we didn't say a whole lot of them, like the you know, I've said this a lot of the time, like there's a brilliant team spirit, there's a great mix of youth and experience, you know, the older fellas take control of it, and as I said, we were comfortable where we were at, do you know what I mean? You know, Cork did come back, but we still left some scores behind us, and you know, we'd full trust and belief that we'd push on in the second half.
You were quick to change Traers and Dobby, you know, who was probably struggling on Hayes there.
Yeah, that's fair, but you know, Dobby is he's such a leader in the group. He worked so hard to get right for today, and his training time was restricted, so I think that was evident in the performance. I think that now will bring him on a ton again, and look, he's pivoting to us, and as I said, he's a huge leader in our group.
Some great defending in the second half. You were hunted in packs over near the Cusick stand. There was a few turnovers. Could have been four or five Galway lads chasing one Cork line. You must have been delighted to see that.
Yeah, I was happy with that, but like, that's, you know, I've said many times, the lads understand their responsibility and accountability of wearing the jersey, and work rate is high on our agenda. Like, so they brought massive energy in the second half, and you know, when momentum shifted in our favour, they pushed on, and you know, we had created a gap for us that was put us in a good position.
What really faith in a young Jason Rabbit, and see the performance he delivers out there, and someone like David Callahan again, could you see that progress, and is it beyond what your expectation would be?
You see, we see them every night in training, like, do you know what I mean? So like, when they've come in, since they came in, like, it was like a seamless transition, do you know what I mean? Like, we've seen how good they are underage and with their clubs, and you know, he's just done brilliant. He's a really quiet personality, and he just comes in and does his work, and the big thing for us is like, he just goes out and expresses himself, so it's been brilliant for him. you know, as it has for all the younger lads. You know, I think I said it after the Leinster final, it's a massive experience in big meaningful games like the Leinster final where there's a consequence, and again today in All-Ireland semi-final, nearly full house, so like that's massive experience for them as they go deeper into their career. So yeah, long may it continue.
It never allowed Cork to get short pockets away, especially in the second half. That paid dividends because their bigger players were able to win further back the field. That was part of the strategy, guys.
Yeah, I think just before halftime, or coming up to halftime, we changed it a bit, and that just gave us the chance to press. But look, in the modern day as well, you know, when the ball goes wide, it's out so quick, you know, so it's hard to get the press on full time. But look, you know, as we alluded to, they worked really hard, and thankfully got over the line.
It looked like tactically every move you made sort of paid off. Did it feel like that? How it paid off for you?
Look, we don't. Look, we're no different to any other team in our preparation, like, and we put a good bit of thought into it, but you know, that's down to the caliber of the backroom team, the management team that we have in every facet. Like, everyone's done a brilliant job, from the medical and S&C to get lads on the pitch and get them in full fettle.
Is there a chance for Rory for final though?
Look, he's working really hard, John, with the boys, so we'll give him every chance, and we'll stay pushing with it, like, you know, no more than any of the other younger fellas. He's been top class this year, so he's a big miss, but you know, I think the lads that came in today done really well, so look, we'll work really hard with him.
Neil, when you consider how last year ended, are you shocked at the speed of progression to this year?
Yeah, sure, look, you'd have to say yeah, like the, we went through a fair transition with the squad and personnel, like, so but from early on when we came back, you could just see the enthusiasm and the energy that was in the group, like, so it's just, you know, they've stayed humble, they stay working, and they get back to recovery tomorrow and push on again.
Was there a sense that the pressure even lifted after the Leinster final?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Like, I think some, like, within the group, you know, we have our own targets and goals and what we want to achieve, and outside of that, we don't really listen to it, or, you know what I mean, we have said where we want to go. The whole group 100% has done brilliant, and they've forged and have a great chemistry, and they work for each other, and they drive that themselves, which is great.
Well, John, how much is it going to help the next 2 weeks to have a core players to fill in this position?
Hugely, massively, and even though it's a couple of years ago, it does stand with that experience. And look, their experience shining through every night in training and before every game. They're leading it, they're driving it, and sharing their experiences with the young lads, which is great.
Was there an element of me all coming into the game not being quite sure where you're at? I suppose when you see Dublin and Offaly didn't fare too well against the Munster teams, and expecting, you know, what, you know, where Galway would be in that.
Look, that's more noise outside for us. As I said, we just come in and train, and we can see what they're doing every night. We were totally comfortable where we were at, you know, and full trust and belief in the group and the quality that they have. You know, but they're still good. They're still a young group, and they're still learning and evolving, and they'll still have good days and bad days. But today was a good one.
Anything you make sense for that?
Not really, Dennis. Very disappointing. Didn't see it coming, tell you the truth. But it is what it is. They were better than us on the day. Outworked us, outheld us. No excuses.
Couldn't make the most of the final. I suppose the finals before half time were crucial in hindsight. Like, in Galway, five of the last six to close it from 5-1. Would we still be very confident going into half time?
I won't say confident, but I thought they had a few points before half-time, killed us again, like, with a nice cushion at that stage. Did they get the first two or three as well straight away then after half-time? Like, so, it was an area that cost us, as you said, the same as the most violent area that cost us in today. But look, once they got on top of us, we had no comeback from it. Cindy Offaly made it near on impossible. But look, that's not a true reflection of our lads. For everyone watching today, it is, people are saying, oh, Cork again, like, but we're better than that, but we just didn't do it today.
When you could have maybe panicked a little bit, you know, when it was say 6 points down with 10 minutes left, the game was still there, but it was just maybe a few bad decisions made.
We had a couple of chances to put the ball off the bar and get set again. We didn't, we tried to force goals. I suppose, look, very easy for us to be outside the side and set tap the ball over the bar, but you're looking up at the clock and you're seeing us running out. But look, the boys had the guts to go for it. They thought the goal chances were there, so they went from we're telling Villas to do that all year, so I can't be going around now saying that we didn't want them to go for it. It's just the way it is, and very disappointing.
How big of a blow is it, you know, a lot of similarities to last year's All-Ireland final, I suppose.
If you say so. This is a new bunch. I suppose every one of them fellas came up the same as they did last, came up to do as good as what they could today. Didn't happen for us. And as I said, we were outworked and we were out hurled for long periods of it. And still, with 10 minutes to go, we were still in it. And I suppose the last 7 or 8 minutes they really took over. So, no, just for everybody, I don't care about anyone else. It's our supporters who travelled up and 36 fellas will be on the dressing room all the back room. We've been meeting 3, 4, and 5 nights a week since last November, so look, I'm disappointed for them. A lot of people don't realise the time and effort that goes in, and that's, I'm looking at it with my Cork glasses on, that's the same for every other county. So we'll get criticism for the next couple of days, and we'll take that, and we'll drive on.
It's not being able to break that momentum, I suppose, when it's going against you, and that was the similarities to last year's All-Ireland final, not being able to turn that back around.
Yeah, and I suppose that one amen as well. So I suppose there's a few there now. But look, it's something that we'll just have to learn from and hopefully learn faster and just drive on again.
Just a last one for me. The sending off. It looked like he was just trying to hook him. Contact was minimal. I know what you're going to say, that that's...
I won't say anything, Cullen, because whatever I say will be blown out of proportion. But you can comment on it, okay? So we'll leave it at that.
The game was gone away from you, I suppose, around that time anyways, was it?
Who knows?
What was it about their style that was there any part that you weren't expecting?
Not one bit of it.
No.
Not one bit of it, no.
So it just was almost even in the second half that Randolph was the only man inside your half. So do you expect that they were going to draw when they did at stages during the game?
Yeah, I thought we were doing really well. Look, bar the 5 minutes before half time, I thought we were dealing with it, and then you're down a man outside there. Very hard to get fellas around covering space, and they used the ball. They did use the ball, and they ran at us, and they used the ball. They loaded the space there for a finish.
Then that third quarter, I think it's 10-1 to all of it. You make a couple of switches and get 2 points in the quarter rate, but what are you trying to change there in that kind of span?
No, I was just hoping that some fella goes on and he's in a bit of form and that he gets on a couple of balls and just try and break momentum. Some does it happen, some does it don't. We got some of our subs that came on got a couple of shots off. They didn't go over the bar. A couple of goal chances, didn't get them. So, yeah, I'll have to watch it back on television again. Not for a while, but we'll watch it back again at some stage.
Ben, you've used the word outworked a couple of times there. Is there a concern that Cork have been outworked in the second half of our semi-final with you?
Yeah, but sure, we've outworked teams as well this year. Like, you know, it's just on days these things will happen. You know, this has happened all year for us. Like, we've been fairly good on the work side of it all year, but fellas, just a small little bit flat today for whatever reason. We're just a small little bit flat, and at this level, lads, if you're only a percentage off all the teams, like they're trying to make out a big difference, golfing class between different teams. There isn't at this level at the top teams, the top 4 and 5 teams at this. There's only percentage here and there, and we were off that today.
You said it's not a true reflection of Cork, granted, but it's a very difficult climb back up 2 years running after a second half like that. All our important matches that we find is it's an even steeper climb up now, perhaps.
I'm a glass half full kind of fella. That's done dusted. We'll be sick for that for the next few days, next couple of weeks, maybe even till Christmas. But once the boys get back going again, that's all I've forgotten about, and we'll just drive you on.
Ben, should you have been further ahead at half time, like you were 5, I think, up, and then obviously they get back and
the time? Yeah, should have been up. Again, as Dennis said there, same as Munster final, we were up, it was a 4, but in the Munster final before half time, and the Limerick brought it back that day, to the same there. I'm not saying the result would have been any different. We would have been in a better position at that stage, but. Yeah, there'll be a lot of fellas have all the answers, and we'll get that. Get a few letters during the week telling us where we're all going wrong. A few phone calls, a few messages. We'll take that, we'll drive on.
Right, Tom Monaghan, that was some stuff. Talk to us about that goal we went today, and I suppose what you put out as a group there in that All-Ireland semi-final against Cork.
Yeah, it was just, I suppose, culmination of a lot of things. You know, we believed in ourselves, and you know, we had a plan, and we stuck to it. And there's peaks and troughs in every game, and momentum swings, but we stuck to what we were doing. And yeah, no, we're just delighted now with that. Delighted.
You're only going to give me so much when I ask you this, but what was the plan today?
Sure, it's just based on work rate and, you know, expressing yourself then, and you know, you have to play what's in front of you and use your skill, and it's all instinct really, a lot of it. Once we get up the pitch, and you know, you play what you see, and that's the beauty of the game of hurling, isn't it? You know, it's instinct based, and it's just great when it comes off, because like I said, there inside there's so many days where it doesn't come off, and we've been on the other side of a lot of games, so it's just a great feeling now.
Ben O'Connor, you won't have heard it, but he mentioned that you outworked Cork quite a bit, and that's a lot for a manager to say first off. Now there'll be a lot of analysis done on systems and setups and all of that, but that bit of hunger, and I think aggression is another word that sometimes is used in a wrong way, but I think he played with a bit of aggression today as well.
I suppose aggression is part of work rate, you know, and we, I suppose our work rate was good, but like equally Cork worked really hard and turned us over at other times as well, and it's very hard to put your finger on it right now because I haven't seen it, and you know, it passes so quickly when you're on the pitch, but no, it's just an amazing feeling to be in a final.
You got a lovely start, you got a fine score early doors, you were heavily involved. I think all six had a score after 13 minutes, I think, which is really good. Like, there's a lot of talk about the Galway setup, and sometimes when you look up, Jason Rabbit is the only man up there, but you still have time to express yourselves and rack up scores as well.
Yeah, we do. Like, you have to be able to mix it when you're playing this sport, and you know, like every team now is going short and they're going long as well, and like J.O. is just such a serious outlet, you know, he's a very talented young man, and you know, the sky's the limit for J.O., so I suppose you just keep it going.
He had a couple of points today, but he also went at fellas when he sized them up, and I think sometimes as well, you know, to have all that space around him is one thing, but like yourself and Ronan Glennon and Gavin Lee were picking out scores from distance too. You can't have it just one way as well, you've got to be able to mix it up.
No, you do have to mix it up, because I suppose teams at this level adapt to what other teams are doing, and it's the same with Cork. You know, Cork are so good at going through the lines, and they're so good at going long to Brian Hayes as well, so I suppose both teams are similar enough that way, and look, it worked out for us today, but like I said, we've been on the wrong side of games like that so often, Tommy, so
yeah,
you know, it is what it is today for us, and we're just delighted to be in the final and, you know, go another step hopefully.
You've time now to enjoy tonight and get ready for the All-Ireland final. It's a great place to be. Michal Dunne, who's been there before, some of you have been there before as well. Finally, what did he say to you there when he came back in?
Oh, we haven't reviewed it yet at all, really. Now, just, I suppose, well done for getting over the line, and you know, I suppose our feet are firmly planted on the ground, and we'll have a big test coming in 2 weeks. Whoever it is we're going to be playing, I don't know. So, you know, recovery is going to be important now, because it's a quick turnaround, the way the season is. But yeah, look, it's unreal. It's unfeeling.
Tom Monaghan, savage stuff today. Well done. The noise when N17 rang around was off the charts too. You brought some crowd.
Yeah, it felt like we were outnumbered though. I suppose the red sticks out, but yeah, look, at the Galway fans are immense, and we're trying to build a good connection with them, and it's building every game. But look, it's another step along the way. That's all, and we know that.
Top class. Well done.
Thanks, Tommy.
Porrick, that was something else there. A great display for your side and for Galway.
Yeah, just delighted that we got a performance, and that it led to a result for us. I think in the first half, started very well. Obviously Cork, like they do, they're a serious team, they came right back into it, but I think before half time the way we reacted again to that was very good.
Yeah, a couple of people have touched on that, but those 3 points in first half injury time, they were really, really important.
Yeah, it was like, you know, 4 points going in and 4 points down compared to 1 point down, but that's just what we do, we stick to the game, and you know, if you get a good performance, as we said, we just hope that it led to the result, and it did.
You got a good start to the first half, and then you got a really, really good start to the second half as well.
Yeah, I can't really remember how it panned out, but we always said we were going to empty ourselves for the second half and just see where it took us. And in fairness, the lads up top started like a train in the second half, and we just built from there.
There's that like magical 8 minutes or so where you seem to be winning every ball, every shot was nearly going over. How special was that to be involved in?
Sure, when you're in the middle of it, you don't really, you're not really taking it in that way. You're just thinking, okay, that's gone over or wide, next book out, you know. Yeah, it's great. Like when you as I said, just putting, you put in a performance with all the lads you're training with since November, whenever on a big day like this, and you get the rewards for it, it's great.
I suppose on that, you'd have taken any sort of performance if you got the results to get through to the final.
Absolutely. But to, 2 points to one, I'd have taken it.
But to combine it with a really good performance and even Conor's goal at the end, does it make it extra special?
Probably does, but you don't have too, as I said already there, you don't have too long to be patting yourself in the back now. 2 weeks' time till we play again. It's a quick turnaround, but just recover now and review the game and get back on the horse.
Yeah, it's been a while since an All-Ireland final. You were there with two in a row, and then a little while. It's going to be special. You'll have to pass on your words of experience to the younger lads in the group then as well. It's a busy time.
They'll be helping me out.
But it's great to look forward to the final then as well.
Of course it is, sure. It's, it doesn't get any bigger than this when you're playing Inchcounty hurling. Yeah, it's great. But as I said, we'll, after a day or two now, we'll get back down, do the job we have to do, and prepare as best as we can.
Congrats, thanks very much, and best luck in the final.
Thanks.
Darren, that was something else. What a victory for your side. I suppose I'll start with the obvious one now. Did you really believe, like, so much talk about the Cork side and how they've been so close to the well the last couple of years? It was a mammoth challenge, but did you really guys believe?
Yeah, definitely, Jonathan. I think it was something we really went after this year, was believing that we could actually go out and beat a team. Like, I think some years we were nearly going out there and just accepting defeat before we went out. So it was something we really went after this year, was believing in ourselves, and I think that really showed in our performance then today.
I suppose that's the real, you've probably gone maybe quicker down the line than many people, certainly from the outside looking in, would be. Like, I'm thinking back to when we spoke at the start of the year. To be in an All-Ireland final now, that is a great sign of the development along the journey you guys have been on.
Yeah, definitely. We always knew that we had the calibre of player to get to an All-Ireland final, though. I don't think we showed that over the last few years. And I know the narrative around the younger lads around in Galway has been huge, but like, they've been massive for us. They've given us huge energy. Like, even the management we have there, like, they've been there, done that before. Like, they put huge trust in us, and we put huge trust in them. I said this to the first day we were doing the launch of the Leinster Championship, that we felt like we were in a great position going into it. Trains went super the last few weeks, and yeah, I was quite confident that we were going to put a performance in like that today.
Certainly started well.
Yeah, started very well, and we went after that as well. We addressed that before, that we wanted to come out with the blocks firing. Like, you were going to have to be at the top of your game to beat that Cork team. Like, they're a super team. They've been knocking on the door the last few years, and we did. We started well, but we let them back into it again, and I think they went up 5 or 6 points at one stage, and we clawed it back there before half time. So I think we were happy enough to be in that position, only 1 point down at half time. But yeah, we'll have to look into that second quarter as well.
You went on a run just before half time there, got a point.
Yeah.
The inspirational stuff from the captain and all that.
No, I wouldn't say that, no.
Joking aside, those couple of points, I think two more, Tom got one, and then Aaron gets the free then as well. They bring it back to a 1 point ball game after that Cork bit of storm. That was important.
You know, it was very important. It felt like we couldn't get a foothold in the game at all for a stage there in the second quarter. We tapped on a few points, and it got us back into a great position going into half time. Like, even looking back in the championship so far, all our games in the second half, we really came out of the blocks firing again, so we know we were in a great position, only a point down against them. And yeah, we were unreal there in the third quarter as well. Some of the scores were unreal, and just felt like every puck that was coming down, we were turning over and getting a score out of it. So it was massive. The crowd really got behind us then as well.
Yeah, I know typically, and Miel's touching as well inside, that you are quite strong in the second half, but even still, that was something else. And one strikes me in mind, I think Dye makes a big block under the hill, and then Wheelo, 20 seconds later, as a monster point over the bar, the roar that went around the place then.
Yeah, it was super. The crowd really got behind us there in the second half as well. It was great. Every hook, every block, every tackle that we were getting in, there was an unbelievable roar. And it was a nice few minutes to be out there, going up whatever, 12 points when Conor got the goal there. It was a lovely position to be in. You could actually enjoy the last few minutes, but hopefully we're not finished yet either.
Yeah, that's the key line, isn't it, really? Enough of experience in the dressing room.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that. And again, that's going to be important, because you have that lovely balance now between youth and experience. The older heads now will have to pass on the nuggets of even simple things, how you cope with ticket requests and the little bells and whistles.
I'll have to get on to a few of the older heads. It's my first one, so.
Yeah,
we'll definitely look forward to it now, anyways, Jonathan, yeah.
And it is funny, isn't it, with, you know, to bring back the same memory. The last time, 17, you were the minor captain, victorious that day. You'll be hoping that you'll be going up the Hogan stand this time, getting the main one.
It'd be nice now, right? Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks,
and we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Super. Thanks.
Hurling on Off the Ball with Apple Green, making every journey a winning one. This is News Talk.